Dave Spadaro, Chris McPherson, the Eagles and the Giants this week. Let's take a look at the Eagles' upcoming schedule in the 2014 season. This is presented by the NFL Ticket Exchange, powered by Ticketmaster. For the only 100% verified way to buy or sell NFL tickets, visit NFLTicketExchange.com. Chris, we take a look at this one, and the bye week follows the game against the Giants, and then it's off to the road.
Yes, so they get Arizona after that, and then they come to Houston.
That's right.
And then after that, they come back home.
That's right. And then it's Green Bay, so it's a tough stretch
for
the Philadelphia Eagles. You're not even looking at that. You're just one game at a time guy.
Yeah, certainly.
Yeah, we are all about...
You got to get this one to go into the bye week.
So. Well, now it's time to take that one look. Our little tease here, the New York Football Giants coming to town, and we take a look at the Eagles and the Giants at some key positions. And we begin, of course, at the quarterback position. Eli Manning, Chris, has come a long way since those first 2 weeks.
Yes, looking a lot more comfortable in this West Coast-style offense after playing in the same scheme throughout his career. He's completed 66% of his passes for 11 touchdowns against only 5 interceptions and already has over 1,100 passing yards on the season. And he's distributing the ball to all the playmakers out there, but just looks a lot more comfortable than he did at the beginning of the season.
And we list Andre Williams, the team's fourth-round draft pick, because Rashad Jennings, with a knee injury, is very questionable. And at this point, we don't know if he'll line up on Sunday night, but in Williams, who spent some time on the field, got a touchdown on Sunday in their win over the Atlanta Falcons, a power runner from Boston College, not the explosive player, and certainly not the receiving threat that Rashad Jennings is.
No, physical test coming up for the Eagles. Once again, another downhill runner. On the year, Williams has 170 yards. He does have 4 receptions, but 2 total touchdowns, something to watch there. But the offensive line has come together for the Giants. You look at Eli Manning, he's getting good protection. And Andre Williams, he's going to look to take one cut and just go right down the field against this Eagles defensive line. So they've seen some physical running backs the last couple weeks and did a good job last week containing Zach Stacy. They're going to need to do the same against Andre Williams if he gets a start.
Yeah, and the receivers are good, very good. And the tight end, Larry Donnell, is very good. So the Giants come in here with a plethora of opportunities and options for Eli Manning. And how about that Giants defense? That's the critical matchup as I see it right now. Eagles offensive line against the Giants pass rush. Eagles must be outstanding up front. Get the running game going. LeSean McCoy's had some great games against the Giants in the past. Would be nice to get his season turned around in the right direction for good